Previously on Quest Laid Plans.
She's not only ugly, she's really, really, really fucking dumb! Yes, that is you, May. Also, we're still looking for an egg.
Kit, you are also overtaken by a wave of nausea that temporarily blacks you out. And as you open your eyes, you are staring into a large puddle of ice, and you can see your reflection in it, and you realize that you're seeing the dinosaur, albeit not rotting and burnt and decrepit. You look around and you see a group of other dinosaurs that look like you, and many of them are tired and falling down, and some of them are just frozen solid on the ground. And Aveline, it is your turn again. You're in, it almost feels like a liminal space. You feel very alone and very defeated. And then you see the fog that surrounds you sort of part a little bit. And through it, you see a face, just for a second, bent over a book in a library. And you recognize that as Porla's face.
Winsip is going to use the dash action to just get those few feet up to Kit, pick him up, and then back on out of there.
Cool. Yeah, I'm just going to call that a free object interaction.
I am an object.
Kit, you open your eyes and you find yourself in a hallway, and you see two familiar people at the end of it, and you recognize their voices, and it's Chiron and Brex are just standing, leaning against a doorframe, having a conversation, and you take a few steps toward them. As this dinosaur shakes and shakes, the three of you are hit with these chunks of disgusting wet flesh that's like scaly and gross, and it burns when it hits you.
Nariah goes down.
Oh, I'm down.
So Winsweb and Aveline, please save us, all of us.
And you see this dinosaur take its beak and move it so fast that it's like a drill, and it starts drilling down into the floor. Quest Laid Plans, the podcast that asks the question, can an old party learn new tricks? I'm your dungeon master, Megan Kelleher, and with me are the five top-selling exhibits at the aquarium.
Hi, I'm Maya S. Ming, and I play Windswept Palm, Air Genasi Gnome, Rune Fighter. And shout out to my girl, Myrtle the Turtle, from the New England Aquarium, where I used to work.
I'm Phil Arevalo. I play Kit Marpala, Water Genasi Monk. Well, I don't know that Kit would necessarily be this, but I'm sure he would love the manatee who keeps on squishing his nose against the wall of the tank.
And just kind of like telescopes.
Yeah.
I'm Jesse B. Kohler, playing a human boy, golden boy, a wet boy who's just fallen into the tank. Please, someone help
get
me.
Get him out of that!
Esther Miffian's sorcerer.
I am Jamie Hathaway, playing Aveline Yevry Skywatcher. I am the seals being fed, which is not a show. It's part of their enrichment. important to draw the line. They would be getting fed and being playing with cards that have different shapes and colors on them, whether or not there were people here.
I'm Netta Marie Vocheva, and I play your halfling wizard rogue, Nariah Windsworn, and I'm a clownfish that's only there because kids get excited, because I look like that one movie.
Oh, we have to mentally fill in a blank of what it is so we don't get
you all know
yeah,
the one.
You all know. The clown, you know.
We're it. Forbidden from naming Disney properties lest we be sued.
I don't fucking know. Yep.
Stephen King's It, the clownfish movie.
We all float. We all float down here.
You know.
He's in the sewer the whole time. So at this point, we've got Kit, Nariah, and Aster are all down. And Aveline and Windswip are still up. And what else? Did I miss anything?
Flashbacks with Chiron.
Hunchbacks with Chiron?
Flashbacks.
Oh!
Sorry, am I not opening my mouth wide enough?
No, you're not. I just, like, no, it's fine.
No, you're not.
I need everyone to remember I went down on a natural 20.
Can you retell that story? Because I was so immersed that I, like, don't think I clocked that happened.
There was a save that you made us do, and I crit on the save, and the half damage you dealt me was twice as much as the hit points I had.
Oof.
Yeah, that's...
I feel
that's...
great out here. Just doing so good.
That means there's, like, two deaths that were exact deaths. That session.
That's what I call action economy.
You had you went down because of, even with your acid resistance, it was just enough to get you down.
Yep.
Right? That's right.
Hmm.
If you can believe it, this is me being like, I'm not the bad guy, Nikki's the bad guy, but if you can believe it, I actually was at several points fairly nice to you guys, unbeknownst to you.
God.
Oh, I don't believe it.
All right, so. The last thing you saw was Quaris turning into a skeletal version of herself, which looks an awful lot like a quadruped, ultimately, with, like, a giant bird head. Without the flesh and everything, it's not so much wings as it is just, like, long, creepy arms. And you saw Quaris start spinning their beak like a drill and burrowing down into the base of the temple. So you see this massive... What's a good word for massive? I'm not doing massive 90 times again today. Humongous.
Big, enormous.
Enormous. I like enormous.
Ginormous.
Ginormous. That's it. You see this enormous skeletal quadruped avian creature dive down into what is essentially a block of stone as though it's pretty much nothing. And the other, once Quaris is done sort of tremoring the earth and shoving her gigantic form down into the space, Aveline, you notice that lying at your feet is Porla. She is no longer under the skin because there is no skin. She is very much covered in what can only be described as slime. And she appears to be alive, but lying down and trying to get up.
Okay, so she's, like, breathing. She's not dead.
Right.
We got back to my turn, right? To top of initiative order?
Yes. And I think... Give me 1 second to conceptualize how I want to do this, because I think we're just going to stay in initiative order.
Hey, Jamie, do you want to bring her up, force her to do some high-level cleric shit, and then euthanize her?
Damn.
Just throwing it out there. Just like a masculine word, and then you fucking kill her.
Damn.
I'm going to say it is still your turn, but I'm taking us out of initiative for a couple of minutes as sort of a little intermission. So we'll go back into initiative and in the same order and everything. But for now, because you can sort of sense Quaris burrowing and you've just noticed Porla, I'll give you a second to do whatever you want there. Porla notices you sort of looking at her and she's like, Aveline.
I reach down and I give her a hand up and I kind of can't decide if I want to hug her or slap her. So I think I just like pull her up. Maybe a little bit more forcefully than the situation calls for, given that she is looking pretty bad at this point. But I pull her to her feet, and I gesture at... We were all up on top of the... in the kind of courtyard bit on top of the temple, right?
Right.
So I pull her up, and I gesture to the bodies of Esther and Naraya and Kit, and I think also Brex.
Brex is fully dead.
Yeah, okay, Brex is fully dead. So
like on the other side of the field.
Yeah, okay. So I gesture at the bodies of my three party members, and like I'm still kind of like holding her by the arm, and I'm like, you have to fix them.
Yeah, and Windswip and Kit are, they're not actually on the platform right now, right?
Yeah, you guys are not on the platform. I almost picture you on like the other side of it from the direction where Quaris came from.
Sure. Yeah, it was... I didn't quite make it. Or I got onto the structure, picked up Kit, and then walked off of it to avoid Quaris. So
yeah, so you guys are like a little ways away. Aveline, when you touch Porla, you feel what you recognize as the feeling of her healing magic, because you would recognize it anywhere, and you've just felt it not too long ago in that massive burst. So you regain 21 hit points.
Oh, hell yeah.
And she says, Aveline, listen to me. It's working somehow. I have the super aura of life. God, I wish I gave it a cooler name. Just stay within 10 feet of me and you can't die, okay? We're gonna figure this out. Just don't let Quaris get to that egg. Everything ends if she gets to that egg.
I let go of her arm and I'm like, great, super aura of life. Go touch Naraya, go touch Esther. Windswip and I can't stop this fucking dinosaur god that you have brought here on our own. So you brought her here, so you need to fix our friends and help us take her down. And maybe Naraya will let you live if you help us stop her.
Okay.
All right, I'm gonna put Kit down and then I'm gonna go after it, okay? I think Winston knows that Porla's back.
Porla's next in the order, as it happens. I wish I had longer to explain, but you have to know I didn't know this was going to happen. I was stupid and she lied to me, and when I was inside her, which sounds horrible, when I was inside her, I saw her true plan, and it's not good. I'm sorry. Don't listen to me. You'd have no reason to trust me. I'll go fix things as best I can. And she's going to head over to... Who's the closest? Naraya? Naraya and Esther are both down in the same... Roughly the same... I think she can probably get within however many feet. And she's going to head over and do that. And she can't bring them up on this turn because of the way that her super aura of life works. But she's going to head over there and, like, be within 10 feet of them.
I didn't, like, take an action on my turn. Are we, like, back into initiative order?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we are. So I recant that. I'll just say that was all part of the conversation. And you go ahead. You take your turn, Aveline.
Okay. If I know that she is going to be able to hopefully heal up Naraya and Esther, I'm still worried about Kit, but I'm also worried about the giant fucking dinosaur.
I do have one death save failure. Just
yeah, you do.
It's not yeah. Do what you want.
But yeah, do what you want.
Do what you want. It's fine.
Do what you want.
I'm dying over here.
In the body.
It's fine.
Oh my god. I will say that I do have my reaction back, so I can use one of my abilities to give you advantage on your next death save, but that hasn't been working so far, so just, you know.
that actually makes me feel better. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah, so do what you want.
Okay. Megan, do I get the sense that this new, like, this skeletal form is, like, a different form, or it's just, like, she's so fucked up now that she's, like, down to bones? Can I make a perception check or something on that?
Yes, yes, yeah. Give me a perception check.
Oh, it's plus 8. That is a 22.
Okay, yeah, you think this is like a second form.
Fuck, okay.
Like a second HP bar, if you will.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like the boss fight for Hades.
Exactly.
Spoilers.
There's a boss in Hades?
Whoa!
There's a boss fight?
You just fished.
In a
That's
video
it, I
game?
That I'm has out. Two wow. phases? No one's
Next
ever
you're
done
gonna
that
tell
before.
Me that Hades is the boss.
Oh, come on.
Hey, I didn't say it.
Okay. Yes, so you are able to tell that, yeah.
Okay, then I don't have any good cantrips stocked for doing any kind of useful damage, so it's like, do I heal Kit or do I do damage to the thing?
Can we see the thing right now?
You can't see it right now.
Can people who are alive see the thing?
No.
It's
She's
like
burrowed, right?
In the hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, then is Kit within 30 feet of me?
No.
I think that's right, because you had to use some extra movement to get up and then, like, come back out. So you can't, I think, be more than 30 feet away from the platform.
Yeah. It's, at most, it's like 15 or 20 feet.
But you guys are, in my conception of things, which, like, doesn't have to be the picturing of things, because Lord knows I'm not good at picturing things, but I figure, like, from the edge of the platform, yeah, but, like, Aveline, I thought was kind of on the other side of the platform.
Okay, is he within 60 feet of me?
Yes.
Okay, then I am going to cast a third level healing word on Kit.
So the way I've been kind of roughing out the final battle is that rather than saying, like, this is what happened, I'm letting everybody kind of, like, exquisite corpse it together by saying what they did.
I feel like to be, like, going into this fight, I would have had some idea that this is, like, something that should not be, and so would be very determined about, like, taking it down at all costs because that is my, like, religious duty.
Totally.
Yeah.
So do you have a d20?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to have you roll it twice and tell me both numbers.
Cool, I have two d20s, so I will roll both of them.
All right.
That is a 16 and a 9.
Okay. So the 16 represents how well you did in the battle, how much you objectively contributed, and the 9 is how well you feel about it afterwards.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. And I don't want to be really specific about this, but I will tell you that so far, 16 is, like, among the highest in terms of, like, objectives. So, like, you were a badass out there.
Okay, cool.
And a 9 being lower than that. I mean, I'll leave it to you to sort of, like, how would you interpret those numbers into, like, words for Aveline?
I think probably feeling like I did a great job of helping to take down the big bad, but maybe feeling like shit because I mean, 9 isn't, like, mine's not a 2, but maybe feeling like my successfully damaging the big bad came at the expense of not being able to heal my friends and potentially being part of the reason why Charon died. I mean, like, I killed this thing that was, like, part of my kind of duty to take down, but I lost a friend.
Rolling a 7 on a d8 is so fucking nice. I bring Kit back up for another 21 hit points.
Nice.
That's good.
So here's what happens. I'm going to cut for a moment to the ethereal plane with Kit and Esther and Fink and Naraya and Chiron and Brax.
That's right.
In order of importance. And
I'm just cuddling Fink.
Yep. You all are in the hallway of the administrative Miffiant's Hall building of the Adventuring Academy, and you're standing in a doorway with Chiron and Brex, who seem to be having some sort of lighthearted conversation. And Naraya and Esther, as you appear, you all have a moment together in which you all sort of look at each other. And Chiron looks at you and says, "Well, I told you I'd see you in hell, bitch, but not this soon."
"Yeah, no, I'm not trying to stay."
"Get out of here, then. I mean, good to see you, but..."
Chiron, yeah, called you a bitch? That's, like, a weird line.
Kit, you are gone. You're out. You're back up to reality. You're, like, yanked out by a hook.
It's like that. And that's, like, the second time that this has happened to me,
yeah,
at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, see, they're working on it, I think.
All right, we're going to go back to...
I think after, like, Chiron says the thing about, like, seeing you in hell, and then when Kit disappears, he's, like, consumed in flame and then, like, blinks out of existence, and it does look to the guys in the ethereal plane like maybe he's just been swallowed by hell, but it's actually just me.
just fire magic.
If you know, you know.
Yeah.
And you wake up in big Windswip's arms.
Wait, what? Chiron...
Alex,
what? I'm back.
Oh, God. Okay, you're alive. Okay, great, great. We're not all... All is not lost yet. Okay, hi, Kit. Welcome back.
What's happening? Wait, what?
I don't know, but Aveline sang her little healing song, I think. And I think we're just going to go back up there, because the bird is underground now, or in the temple, in the rock, bird in rock.
Yeah, I guess third time getting up there for me will be the charm, hopefully. I won't die.
Okay, well, this time. Do you want me to hold on to you, just in case?
Yeah, that's not such a bad idea.
Okay, we'll go.
Okay, so...
So, healing, casting healing word is a bonus action.
Oh yes, keep going, sorry, don't let me cut you off.
Commanding Addy to act is also a bonus action. Will you let me take two bonus actions instead of a bonus action and an action?
I think I'm gonna be mean and say no. Okay. I'm sorry.
Then there's basically nothing else I can do. Can I hold an action to run over and hit Paul around the head if I feel like she's not taking things seriously?
Yes. Super valid. Yeah.
Just like make a kind of unarmed strike or something at her, like hit her with my scimitar if it seems like she's not trying to help Naraya and Esther as quickly as she possibly can.
Right. Absolutely.
Cool. Then I do that. I heal up Kit and then I like look over at where she is supposed to be heading and kind of with a steely gaze.
All right. Porla nods and books it over to where Esther and Naraya are, and I'm going to make a roll. Porla is able to kind of, as carefully as she possibly can, drag Naraya over a little bit so that they're all kind of within a 10-foot radius of her. And you see her light up with, again, this like horrible yellow energy that you've come to associate with Quaris. Although, Aveline, you know just from having been healed that it does have healing properties. And I want to briefly cut back to the ethereal plane where Esther... You notice that Fink is barking like an absolute mad animal. Fink. I was going to say madman, but...
Fink, chill. Fink, what? I'm going to walk over to Fink, who I feel like is like maybe just on Chiron.
Yeah, give me an insight check.
Ooh, not great. 11?
You think she's trying to tell you something.
Is there a well somewhere, Fink? I don't know if it...
That deep cut Lassie reference.
Holy shit. All right. Yeah, you just have an ugly, fucked up, screaming dog on you that seems to be...
Can I at least, like, look if she's, like, looking in a specific direction?
She's just looking at you.
Okay, come on. Speak.
Chiron's like...
Other words.
That's new, right? The dog? The dog's new?
The dog is new.
Nice dog. Look, I don't mean to be inhospitable here, but... And then Vrex is like, but what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here.
Again, we're trying.
What is Porla doing right now? Is Vrex was trying to explain to me what the fuck is happening.
She's inside of a dinosaur because she thinks it's going to fix things.
She's trying
to... Fix what?
She's trying to bring you back to our plan.
Why?
I give Esther a look of like, how much do we say about this?
It hasn't been a great 10 years.
Oh, no.
I mean, we're all having a terrible time, but she's...
She's having, like, legitimately terrible. Like...
Porla. And then you guys, you get yanked out.
Fink, come on! I grab Fink by the scruff.
You don't... Fink doesn't get to come back, unfortunately.
I try
to. Summon Fink back. Fink, you grab Fink by, like... By like some fur, and the fur comes with you, but Fink doesn't, and it just like sloughs off some fur. Just a bald patch now. And the two of you wake up, and you see Porla, who looks exhausted and covered in slime and disgustingness, but has just brought you back.
How much are we back?
Let me roll for that. You guys have 7 temporary hit points.
Okay.
And I'll say one real one.
Okay, cool.
Porla says to you, welcome back. I'm sorry. Just, I don't know. It's your turn, Naraya.
I glare at her just so fucking hard. And then I spit out a bit of blood. Are you done trying to play God? And are you going to help us fix this? Also, yes. What the fuck is this egg? I need you to give us direct fucking information right fucking now.
Egg? Okay, shit. We have like, what, like 6 seconds to convey this? Okay, egg in the temple, below us, underground, and...
No, yeah, I figured that much.
I don't know. It's just, it's in there.
I take my 25 feet of movement to walk away from her.
All right.
And that's my turn.
Okay. You notice when you walk away from her that you lose your 7 temporary hit points.
I don't fucking care.
Okay. You have your 1 hit point. All right. It's your turn. Is that, I mean, I will say like that was probably like what? Free actions and movement. Do you want to do any actions?
I mean, I can't really. Can I do like a perception check or something? I'm trying to figure out how we get under or like inside the temple without burrowing. I think I walk away from her, first of all, because I'm over it. And secondly, because if the egg is under us, we have to, like, somehow go inside. And I don't particularly think we can burrow, so...
There's still a hole left from where Quaris was, which is fairly large, considering
Winsip has feather fall. Sorry, I don't... Oh, wow. That was a...
Good for Winsip.
No, but it's up to multiple... It's multiple creatures, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think. I'm not sure. Where can I take my dramatic movement over to, like, as close to this hole as possible? And you tell me, like, inspector or something. Like, make an educated assessment of if is going inside this hole a smart idea.
Sure. I will say you can definitely get there. And what kind of a check would you like to do?
I guess if I'm, like, this close to it, it's not perception because I'm seeing...
I think investigation might make sense.
Investigation
like,
or survival, you tell me.
I'll say investigation. You're investigating to see if there's...
15.
You can't see any... What you basically see is, like, a hole. And at a certain point, you can't see anything. It's just, like, dark down there. So it goes down fairly far. You don't see any indication that it's, like, a big open space you could drop into. It seems like a tunnel. And if you're going into a tunnel after something, there's always the chance that it's going to come back. So that's sort
of... Sure. Have I taken an action? Was conversation an action?
I'll say conversation was free. It depends, I guess, on the action.
I just want to send a firebolt, the cantrip, not a firebolt, not a fireball, just down the tunnel, not trying to hit anything, but it does have a range of 120 feet. I just want to see how far
it goes.
Just like a flare.
Yeah, you send your firebolt down and you see it light up a rocky tunnel that looks partially collapsed. And it's strange because the stone looks in otherwise pretty good condition. It's not like ancient crumbling mossy stone. It's nice, like deliberately cut ceremonial stone you would use for a temple. It's just crumbling from impact. And you see that the tunnel curves away so you can't see all the way down it, but you hear and you feel through your spell that it makes contact. And I want you to roll damage.
Ooh, 2d10s. I was not intending it to hurt anything. I just wanted to use it as, like, a flare situation. I can't find d10s, so I'm rolling hundreds. 11.
And that's fire, right?
Yes, 11 fire damage.
Yeah, you see a little bit of smoke kind of wind out of the hole, and it smells sort of like burning bones and death. But not in a way that is toxic to you, because it's just a little wisp of smoke.
Everyone, come join me in this hole!
Featherfall is up to 5 creatures.
I send my dick into the hole.
Oh, God. Everything in human history has been leading up to this, hasn't it?
It is.
And
it is
I say that. I say that, and then I don't enter the hole, because I've already used up all of my movement, so I'm just kind of buffering at the entrance of the hole, waiting for my friends.
Okay, at this point, the temple begins to shake again under your feet. And as the temple shakes even more violently in light of you making contact with subterranean Quaris, you can feel it growing taller by a huge lurch. And I need everyone except for Kit and Windswip to make a dexterity saving throw, DC 15.
Oh, well, I just rolled a nat 3, so I'm not passing that.
Jesus, Aveline. What is it, dex?
Mm-hmm.
21, which is good because I have 1 hit point.
19.
Because of drama.
So that's a 4 for Aveline.
Okay, so I'm going to roll damage.
Is this a half damage if you succeed situation? Am I about to drop again? I'm so scared.
Let you know in a second. Let you ruminate on that for a minute. Okay, so if you failed that save, which I believe was just Aveline failed.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to take 15 bludgeoning damage and you fall prone.
Fuck.
As rocks jut up from the base and knock you over and hurt your feet as they knock you up from that. As they knock you up. My God, Megan, get it together. And they
I'm having rock babies.
Suddenly you're pregnant with a rock. With the rock.
Oh, no.
This is how the rock was conceived.
It's about drugs. It's about power. We stay hungry. We devour.
Oh, God.
Okay. Put in the work. Put in the hours and take what's ours. That egg.
What's my name? The egg.
The other two of you are go and Porla. No, did Porla fail? Yeah, Porla failed. So Porla's also knocked prone. And the other two of you are not knocked prone. You take, but you do take 7 damage.
So I'm down. I'm down.
Right.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Despite.
I say, hey, everyone, come join me in this hole. And I pull. Just like the top half of my body is dangling into the hole.
Oh, no. What kind of suicide pact is that?
Oh, just like my tiny little legs are like fully like stretched out next to the hole.
What did Naraya say about a hole?
I don't know if she was in her right mind.
Naraya, the worst part of this is if you hadn't run away from Paula, you would have been in the aura and you would have had your 7 temporary hit points as well as the 1 and you would still be up.
But also we wouldn't know shit about the hole because I wanted to go look at the hole.
Yeah.
And also the drama.
Yeah. And also the drama. Drama and holes. That's what you need.
Yesterday was legs and eggs. Today is drama and holes.
Please. Folks, we are drama and holes and we just need a 1 word suggestion.
Broke my microphone.
Cursed. Hey everybody, it's me, Megan. I'm here at the end of the episode this time because variety is the spice of life, I guess. So here's the deal. Twitter appears to be not exploding, but you never know. So just a reminder, you can always find us on questladeplans.com. That's our website. You can also find links to our Discord there if you want to come chat with us. And you can always do us a solid by dropping us a nice review on your podcasting platform of choice. And if you want to get real fancy, we have a Patreon. That's patreon.com/questladeplans. And for a small donation a month, you can get access to some cool bonus content that we've put out. And we have a bunch of cool bonus content planned for after season 1 wraps, which is pretty soon. We have 2 episodes left, I believe, after this one. So we are getting down to the wire, I suppose. So thank you guys so, so, so much for listening. And I hope you enjoyed the episode. And we will see you next time. Bye.